mobile.
Bob, how you doing? KB4CPA.
I had a nice one-day vacation in Florida. Left on Thursday, came back, left on Wednesday, came back on Thursday due to an unreliable babysitter, pet sitter slash house sitter.
That doesn't sound like much fun there. So I guess you weren't real happy about the whole ordeal, huh?
Cameras at the entrance of the house and in strategic, non-personal areas so that we could kind of monitor, make sure everything was going good, and my daughter did the same thing because the sitter was actually watching both. And by the end of the first day, it was pretty clear to see that, you know, she was not doing what she was supposed to. And my wife got worried because the one cat's got to have insulin. So I just felt, well, I'm just going to fly back home. I'll take care of the animals myself.
For you, I'll tell you. I guess, you know, you get somebody reliable and especially when you're that far away, I imagine that's really frustrating. I hate that happened.
It happens, and we went through a professional service, so I do have some recourse that I'm going to be following up with regarding this. But I guess I would rather have come home and let my wife have a nice vacation at ease. It really was all her family and a family reunion for her, so although I like her family and being around them, I felt it was better to have come home and let her have a good time and enjoy it worry-free.
KI4LZI4.
Hey, I'll recognize the breaker there. I'm going to jump out of here on you. Bob, I'm pulling in the garage. I got supper in the front seat. We're eating an early supper today. So anyway, carry on there with LZI, and I'll talk to you later. I hope your day gets better. 73's KB4CPA.
All right, David, have a good one, and good afternoon, Andy. Go ahead.
I don't know if you are you aware of what happened to K4HUG, Ray Allison?
Yeah, I heard he has become a silent key. I did hear that, so sorry to hear that. Not surprised, because he did have a long life. But sorry to hear that he did pass away.
I wanted to make sure that you was aware, because here lately you're hard to find on here anymore, and I didn't know if you knew or not. It was about 3 weeks ago, he had to go to the hospital down there late Thursday evening, early Friday morning, but he didn't come back till he was dead.
Sorry to hear that for sure, Andy, and appreciate you letting me in. And I'm actually in the same situation as David, as I am pulling in the driveway with stuff that I got to get into the refrigerator / freezer in a hurry. So good to hear you, Andy. And maybe we'll see you up at the Waynesville Ham Fest if you come up there in July. 73, sir. Have a good one. NT7J.
Believe me, I know about the taking the insulin that you're giving to the cat. I'm on it all the time, the insulin.
KI4LZI Portal. You there, Andy?
KI4LZI Portal. Yeah, I'm still here.
So tonight at 2100 is trying to get to 100 on the Caesar's Head net call. Is that correct?
Which net are you referring to? As far as the one about getting the 100 check-ins, that's on Monday night, I think.
Check on that, Andy. I'm pretty sure it's tonight at 2100 on Caesar's Head repeater. That they're trying to get to 100 check-ins in memorial of the the silent key that just passed. But in case anybody's listening, I probably need to verify that because I don't want to put out any misinformation. But somehow or another, it stuck in my mind tonight at 2100. Old Caesar's Head repeater, but you need to verify that.
I'll try to find out, y'all. I'm actually net control for tonight, but if that is the case, which I don't doubt it, then it wasn't communicated to me, so that lets me know that it's fair for that.
You know, I guess you would know better than anybody, but maybe it wasn't Caesar's Head. Do you know anything about it?
It'll be something like that, but absolutely take place on the Caesar's Head machine. It's used more than any other, and Ray was one of the main people that set that whole thing up to begin with.
I have heard more than one piece of traffic about that. So I'm a little confused now, but I guess we'll find out at 2100, I guess. But I'm pretty sure I've heard that from three different operators. But that may not be something that's published. I don't know.
I'll try to find out about that. There's a lot of stuff that I'm out of touch on just because I am the world's worst person, one, about checking my email, and two, about checking in on the net because I usually work close to 14 hours a day and my start time is 4 a.m., so I'm normally asleep before the net gets going. There's a lot of stuff that I'm out of touch with as a result of that.
You better check on that for sure, Daniel, but I think I heard, I can't remember a call now, but I was under the impression it was on Monday night between all the different net controls on Monday night. But as he said, things could change, but I was thinking it was Monday night.
Find out. I'm going to ask Dave. I would think that if someone was to know, it would either be Dave or Ray's son, Johnny, WD4DYH.
Yeah. Ray for the longest kept his repeater going, and before him, WB4ZQJ, Lothar Frodo did. And Lothar died. I guess I had my tech license maybe 3 or 4 years. Lothar died, and Ray picked it up. And of course, Ray, as we know, got some people helped, and they formed a repeater committee, and Johnny and the others now take care of it.
Grand UE station ID. Well, I hope I didn't broadcast any the wrong information. But if anybody's out there listening, you know, please verify that before. But I guess the worst thing's going to happen, you show up and check in on the Caesar's Head repeater tonight. So that's not a bad thing either. So either way, check in, you know.
Well, way back when, I don't know that these are familiar with, but WZM, but I well remember. I didn't have my license then, but back in the late 70s, all throughout the 80s and 90s, these nets on this repeater almost always had 100 check-ins, and at the very least, they averaged around 65 check-ins. But I'm telling you, with the advent of the internet and cell phones, it's all went down. KI4LZI portable for ID.
When I got licensed 11 years ago, the Caesar's Head net usually averaged 80 to 85 check-ins a night. Your major holidays and stuff like that, people would tie their repeater up with rag chew during the net and everything for much longer than that, and we'd see close to 100 check-ins near major holidays like Christmas and New Year's. And while everybody talked about everything they were up to and stuff like that, but I've seen 100 check-in nights before. They happened. but it's been a while. 80 to 85 used to be pretty normal, though.
The average user, but the average user around 65 on a low night. Good station, go ahead.
KO4NUE, I just gonna check in with you, Andy, and see how you're doing. It's been a while since I talked to you, and I don't know exactly where you're located, but I'm on Highway 8, just turned off of Highway 11, headed back toward Campobello. Been up to the deer camp today, and made some changes to my station up there, checked things out, and just thought I'd give you a holler and check in and see, you know, see how you's doing.
Well, HTP, she's the one I heard talking a lot about that, Wendy. K-N for HTP. And she was the one I was sitting here and saying about Monday night, but as Daniel says, even from what I heard, things can change, but that's what I did here, yeah. Well, I'm up here below Table Rock State Park, and someone was saying, sit here earlier, about going to one of the field days or an old ham fest up there in North Carolina. Unfortunately, I doubt that, because I got a broke foot right now and can't drive. It might be by the time the second Saturday in September comes around when I might make a ham fest, but I doubt it until then.
I got some issues going on with my left foot now. I've got plantar fasciitis on my left heel, and darn, Andy, I can't even hardly walk, man. It's just killing me. And how'd you break your foot?
Well, may not leave Daniel out. Come on back in here. You know anything else? I don't get and leave you out of here. I get to join too much, I forget. Maybe he had to drop out anyway. Well, what happened? I should have looked at the chain on the swing, but it didn't cross my mind. I was sitting, it was, let's see, about a week and a half ago. I was sitting on the swing. Next thing I know, chain broke. It put me down on a concrete floor and my right foot went up under it, and it really done a number on my foot, and right now I'm unable to drive because of it. So I'm kind of hoping by the second Saturday in September and October when the Anderson group has theirs, I'm hoping I'll be back by then.
Yeah, I'll see if I got it. So I just spoke with Dave, W4DJW, and he told me that what's going on is every Monday night of July, they are shooting for 100 check-ins, every Monday night in July. So that's, and he told me that's what he thinks it was. So he said it was either June or July, but he really thinks it's July, so that's just an update on that.
That Daniel, I would not have relayed something like that if I had not heard it from another operator. So, not sure where that's coming from, but you know, no harm, no foul. Either way, you know, Caesar's Head get the plus on the check-in. So, either way, it's a good thing.
And I've been struggling to hit 50 check-ins a night. Last time I called the net, I only had 49. And if I'm not mistaken, I have net control. Let me see if I hit the machine real quick, because I am Imperious Mountain Shadow. I have net control on Friday, this Friday, and on Sunday. So I get Saturday off in between, but I got it on Friday and Sunday.
Okay, so what day is it? Is it Thursday or Friday?
Today. So I have net control tonight and on Sunday night.
It's Sunday.
They recently picked up every Friday night of the month as well. I did that for Dave.
He'd get report him right about it being on Monday night. I thought that what I had heard Wendy say, but there again, I don't know or remember everything. I'm glad to see you remembered the 100 check-ins. I thought it was further back than that. It's been so long since I've heard that many of you.
And thank you, Chad, and thank you, Andy, about that. I had absolutely no idea. There's a lot of stuff just because of how much I work that I just don't get to keep up with. So I do appreciate the heads up on that. I'll try to make it a point to check in as well.
Because you net control, I mean, you count too. I mean, that's one.
Daniel doesn't drive the truck for a living, and don't get checked. At one time, I used to have to work. I didn't have my license then, but it limited how much I could lessen. But I can understand it very well, but paying the bills takes first priority. Go ahead and carry on. I'm going to go. I stand on this foot too long. It goes giving me a fit. I was laying down, listening, scanning and listening here when I was hearing some of them on here earlier. So, KI for LZI Portable, going back just to monitor.
LZI, McHale 4 NUE. Appreciate the conversation, and I'll be 7-3s. 7-3 to you, Daniel, and y'all have a blessed day. I'll see you on the check-in tonight.
3 to all y'all. Hopefully you check in tonight, and thank you for both of y'all for being my regulars as well. I do appreciate that. 73 to you, and I'm right at the base of Paris Mountain right now. I'm getting ready to run around Paris Mountain, but I'll be out of here for a few minutes before I can get back on the radio. 73 to y'all, good talk with you. KJ4WZM, I'll be clear for now.
ULG, KO4NUE.